Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I hope there are numbers. I was looking for Allied Aerospace, please.
Speaking.
Hi, is Max available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Max. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm doing great. You're working with Tyler Williams here. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected? I just had a few quick questions on your loan application.
Okay, I'm driving, so whatever is in the screen is the number I call.
Oh, okay, great. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So I just wanted to kind of get my hands around your file and understand it so we can give you the best offer possible. From what Tyler was telling me was that you have very, very high profit margins. You basically will buy, say, an engine for $25,000 to $30,000 and then resell them for almost five times the cost. Is that correct?
Because we have the spare parts, so we repair it, you know, and then we sell. That's the idea.
Okay.
Unhappily, we don't make that sale every day, so, you know, it takes time to repair it. The engine shops take 60, 90 days to repair an engine.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So the other thing I wanted to understand is kind of, I understand you've done some working capital loans in the past. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I just want to understand kind of what you've done and what your current balances are, because I was a little confused by that. So I've got your bank statements, and then it seems like we noticed that it looks like you recently did a loan with Foundation Group and Avant. Is that correct?
Correct.
So
correct. Avant is no reason. Avant is over a year old.
Okay. So let me just pull your bank statements up here, and hopefully I can understand exactly, you know, what's going on and give you a great approval. So the first thing is, so your current loans, I see something from, well, I see a wire that Foundation Group just wired you about $98,000 and then $2,000, so about $100,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And that loan came in at, say, almost towards the end of the month. So how is that loan structured?
How's the loan structured? You just give me money to do whatever I want with it. You know,
okay.
not that complicated. Just loan me money.
Okay. How? I mean,
so what I'll do? I bought a couple of engines with that, and you know, most likely I spoke to them yesterday.
Okay.
They don't. I was trying to pay it off, but they don't want to be paid off. You know, I have a half a million coming in, and I can have what I usually try to do. You know, not to pay so much taxes with the money that I make, and make people that I make business pay directly the loans.
How do you pay Foundation Group? How do you make the payments? Is it weekly, monthly, daily? How do you pay them?
Monthly, the first of the month.
And how many months did you do the loan over?
I think it's 24 months.
Okay. And what's your monthly payment? Because I don't see your payment starting yet, obviously.
$4,801.
$4,801. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And then
I called yesterday for that payoff, and they don't want to be paid off. They asked me to please at least make three payments.
Not a problem. So you also have a lending club loan, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And your lending club loan, how much did you borrow from them, and how do you pay them back?
I send the payoff to Tyler.
Okay.
Copy you? It's like 21,000, I think, remaining.
Okay, 21,000. Now, are you doing monthly payments for them or weekly?
Monthly payment.
And what's your monthly payment?
I think it's $1,367, something like that. It's on the statement. It's on the. You look at the check. You look at the bank statement. You'll see it there.
Okay, let me take a look.
Same amount. Yeah.
Okay. So I can just control F it on your bank statement. So let's see. That is that's a business loan, correct?
Correct.
It's 119605. Does that sound accurate?
I'm sorry?
I see a payment of...
Yes, that one is.
Okay. Payments of... Sorry for all the questions. Just going to help me give you the best approval possible. Okay. And that is almost paid off. So you have probably, I don't know, 12 to maybe 15 to 16 payments left. Okay.
Well, they're being paid off, but, you know, that's what it shows right now.
Great. And how much did you originally borrow from Lending Club? Do you remember?
Probably 30,000.
Okay. All right.
35,000. I don't know. In the 30s. I don't know, probably 35.
Okay. And then I also see, and maybe it's just a little confusion, you don't have a loan with a company called Avant, correct?
You get me confused in the phone. I don't know what whatever is in the statement or whatever is in my credit. But
yeah, I think what was causing the confusion was because the foundation group was so low, we don't actually see those payments actually coming out because it won't come out to new month. So just to recap.
I already made two payments to them.
Oh, yeah, but we don't see it because we don't have the September bank statement. We only have the August bank statement. So that's what's causing confusion. So just to confirm, we've got two loans here. We've got a Foundation Group loan for $100,000. It's very recent. Your monthly payment is $4,801. And then we have a Lending Club loan that's about a $30,000 loan. You had payments of $1,196. So that's explanatory. So I guess the next question is this. About Max, about how much money are you looking for right now?
Actually, you know, I was looking for money, but I just sold these engines.
I'm sorry?
I just sold an engine to a Canadian company for $175,000.
Okay.
I sold two to the Ecuadorians for $584,000. So actually, I don't know if I'm going to need money now, you know. But I was looking for $150,000.
Okay, is it another up? Go ahead.
I'm trying to buy other package of engines from a company called Air Lease.
Okay.
So you know, money's always welcome. Anybody, I guess, anybody who offer money will be more than happy to receive money.
Okay.
As long as they can pay for it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like, just to recap, sounds like you have really good profit margins, but you do a lot of investment to buy these ovens, so it takes a lot of money. It sounds like, you know, 30 grand, it helps you, but it doesn't really help you to the point where you might have an opportunity to buy an engine, and that might cost you several hundred thousand dollars. Is that correct?
Well, the idea is, you know, when you borrow and you pay, you get more offers to money, lower interest, and, you know, the ideal is to have a couple $1,000,000 rotating, you know, and but you know, money always helps. $30,000 always helps to finish an engine or to buy another engine. So $30,000 here, $35,000 there. I buy two engines. There is two more sales.
Okay.
I have a lot of inventory. I have a lot of parts. I have a huge warehouse full of parts.
Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna have Tyler give you a ring. He's just gonna probably ask you for your September month-to-date bank statement. If not, I just want to ask you a few basic questions. So I understand you just sold some engines. You kind of want to see what we can offer and see if it appeals to you. You mentioned, you know, $100,000. Would you be potentially looking for more money?
Yes, of course. I'm always looking for money because it's always an engine on the market. And if you have the money, you get the opportunity to buy it at a decent price. You know, you can buy $500,000 for $100,000.
Okay. All right. Well, let me do this. Let me circle back with you. Give me about an hour or two, maybe three, and I will give you a call back and let you know what we can offer. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Another question for you, Max. Sometimes we see a lot of credit increase. Are you applying for multiple loans right now?
I only apply for the one with you guys.
Okay.
The company's called Swift.
Swift, okay. I know who Swift is.
But I did that when I was looking for the money to buy this package from Air Lease. You know, the package from Air Lease is $550,000. It's 9 engines.
Okay.
One of the engines alone is worth $750,000. So I was really trying to get the money to buy the package.
Is that package still available?
Yes, sir.
You said it is or is not?
It is.
It is. Okay. You said that was $550,000 or $750,000?
$550,000. I can sell that one of the engines in the package for $750,000.
Okay.
But this company is liquidating all the assets. They are out of
Oh, so you have like a bankruptcy sale essentially where you can buy. So oh, that's why I understand. The more money, the help.
The people, the owners is old. He's a multimillionaire, actually a billionaire. Is Roy Reamer. He's a Texan guy with a multi. He just got that. The thing is 80 something, so he's selling all the assets in the aviation.
Okay. And all right, so let me do this. I think I've got the information I need. Let me reach out to you in about 2 to 3 hours and let you know what we can provide. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. And if you have any questions, I'm here to help. You directly speak with underwriters here at Bank of Cardiff. Feel free to give me a call.
And if you need to see the package from Elise, I can be glad to send you the package so you can pick it up.
No, I think I understand what's going on now. It sounds like, you know, just, you know, what we offer is we're a relationship-based bank, so you don't have to go from bank to bank to bank. As your business grows, we'll grow the loan and the line size with you. So perhaps it's a relationship that can really benefit your business.
And I have no problem putting collateral, engines as collateral, you know. It's not a problem with the title of property.
I would assume with your current lending club loan, and I can't be 100% accurate on this, but generally when you have loans, you'll have what's called a UCC filing on your business that probably encumbers all assets. I can't say for that for sure, but
they didn't do none of that.
UCC? Okay. We usually, the second thing is this, we're not really in the collections business. We're not looking to, like, go after anyone's collateral. We're looking to help give them money, kind of hands off, and help them grow their business. So let's see what we can do for you in a quick manner, and I'll circle right back with you in a few hours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.